This week's shiur is being sponsored by Rav Moshe Katz, Leil Nishmas, Leil Nishma, the Yotzetz of Alta Geshen Chenech, Henech Ben Shlomo Zalman, Tzvi HaKoyen, and Beilut Tzio Bas Ezviel Lemo. We started talking about the halachas of Hilchos Brachos. However, since it's almost Yontif, and I want to get into the Brachos of Mezainis, I'd rather wait till after Yontif to go more into it, because there'll be a number of shurim on it, so I don't want to make it should be hefsik. So I'll mention a few halachas, which is Negev Brachos, but not exactly Brachos. Okay? The first thing is, are you allowed to eat things, certain things, which are kosher shikha? It says there's certain foods that the person is brought down, the person should be zar not to eat because kosher shikha. What are they? One of them is the Mogavram speaks out in Simon Kuf Ayin Sif Katan Yutes. The Mogavram says things that cause people to forget their learning. Marshall, for instance, eating zeisim, eating olives, kiyotze behem, ein ze ela b'amort. Only talking, so as amort eats it. Avo Michael b'kavana, kinoida b'sifim lo yizchira. If someone eats food b'kavana, so it's faket moitzim lo yizchira, and it's mesakin him. That's what Mogavom says. It depends on kavana sa. But the Magavram adds on, but you're not allowed to eat the heart of a behema chay knife. And this halacha, what the Magavram says, is brought down in Beheta the Sifkot Yebez, and Mishabur Sifkot Memhei, and Ochashukhan Sifkot Tezvov. There in Simon Kufayin. The place where it's mentioned, you're not allowed to eat Zaysen's Kosher Shicha. It's the Gemara in Huyas. Gemara in Huyas, Gimelom and Beis. The Gemara says a Lashon, Haragal, Bezeisim, Mashkech, Tamuda, Shalshim, Shana. Someone who's Ragal, he eats olives, he forgets what he learned for 70 years. He's over 70 already. And he forgets his learning of what he learned of 70 years. So in the Sefer Zikaron, from Chaim Kaneski and Isir Aleph, he says, that's a Davabara, it's Dafka someone who's Rago. That's the Lashon HaGemara. Dafka Rago, he normally eats always olives. But however, if he's only with Kaprakim, if he only eats once in a while, he eats it, there's no Kapeda. That's what Chaim Kaneski writes. Because it's Lashon HaGemara. What is the Shir Rago? What is called Rago? So he says the Shir is 30 days. If you have once in 30 days, it's kosher shicha. But if you eat more than 30 days apart, then it's no problem. You know, once in a while, if you eat it, then it's okay. But if it's rago within 30 days, then it's kosher shicha. The Yavits are going to Yavits, and the Gemara Huris over there says the only time that the Gemara says that you shouldn't eat zeisim, that's only eat only zeisim, raw zeisim. But let's say it's kavush. Let's say it's soaking in liquid more than 24 hours. Or it's meluchim, or it's salted, or mulsharim, or it's cooked olives. Then there's no kapeda. It's only talking the way, it's only raw zeitzim, that's it. So on this, Reb Chaim Kaneski asks, he brings down the yavetz, and he asks, l'chayr, the Gemara says only rogo. And the Gemara is not mechalik, if it's cooked or not cooked and so on, it's a zeitzim. What's the difference if it's cooked or not cooked? That's one kasha Reb Chaim Kaneski asks. And second kashi yes on the Yavetz, the Miri says, he brings out Miri says, Lahedja, of then Huyas, that Zaysim, Aluchim, Kashim, Lashicha. Salted Zaysim, Akasha Shicha. So vice says, now in raw Zaysim, any type of Zaysim. So therefore, he argues on the Chaim Kaneski argues on the Yavetz, on the Yaakov Endom, and he says, there's no chilek between Chayim, Maluchim, or kavushim. All these cases are mavushom, or it's cooked. It doesn't make a difference. If he eats it within 30 days, there's kosher shicha. So he disagrees with the Yavetz. I once mentioned a number of years ago, I mentioned he searched for a Moshe. The Moshe said that things we don't understand the Tam. Moshe, I was talking that time of eating eggs. Eggs that are cooked eggs. If you leave it overnight, the Moshe says, Damai b'Roshai. Yibasakonim. Schaiv is Rashi, Damai b'Roshai. It's like Moshe says in Sechtes Nidud Af Yitzayin. So he said that if it's Yemeshana or what it is, then it's okay. Because since we don't know what Chazal meant, so Ein Boi Al Chedushai. So he held the Moshe eggs. If I chop the eggs and leave it overnight, if I leave cooked eggs overnight, and without the peel, then you're not allowed to eat the eggs. You have to throw out the eggs. However, if you chop the eggs, or let's say it's raw eggs, anything different than cooked eggs, peeled cooked eggs, is okay. Because since we don't know the reason, so Ein Boi Al Chedushai. So according to that, we said there, since we don't understand the time, then you can understand the Yavetz. Then the Yavetz makes a lot of sense. Because since the Gemara says, what does the Yavetz say? Only it's raw olives. Because it says Zaysim. What's regular Zaysim means raw. So in Mela, something that's raw is then kosher shikha. But anything you shine from that, then it's okay. So according to that, the Moshe decides, the Yavetz makes a lot of sense. And not like a B'chaim Kineski. And with this you can understand, there's a tshuva from Yosef Chanan Zonnefeld. Instead of the Shal Tshuva Simas Chayim, in Simon Tov Samach Zayin, he says if you mix it together, you take Zayis, you take a raw aleph, and you mix it together with Shemen Zayis and Zmuta. Because since it's now the aleph alone, so maybe it's a shinoi from what it is, so maybe anybody a chedusha, it's okay. This you said, I said for a Moshe, and it could be Yosef Chaim Zalman holds like that. It seems that Shlomo Zalman held like that also. Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlema and Tzila in the Yarmul Tzila, Parakbeis and Dva Alocha Sifkat Lamigimo. He says it's more Paiskim. Most people are aware of it that you should not put on two clothing at one time. You shouldn't put on two clothing at one time. Why? It's Kosher Shikha. What on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Dalet? You shouldn't put on two begonim at one time. However, there's a shaila in the Achreinim. What about taking off two begonim at one time? Let's say you want to take off your shirt and your undershirt at one time. You know, take two begonim at one time, or your shoes and socks at one time. Is there a problem or not? So our place can hold. That just like you now, since it says you should put on two at one time, shouldn't take off one time. The Shlomo Zalman says no. It's only putting on, not taking off. Even though there are some that say you should be chayshish also when you take it off, which is two mabushin. But since the Paiskim only mentioned this, since we don't know exactly what's the reason for it, so only what's mentioned, Chazal, Shu, and Machmer, and nothing more than that. The same is said with Moshe. And the same thing with Shlomo Zalman says, the Gemara in Huyas. The Gemara in Huyas says that Hashaisa Ma'amas Amayim Averes Beis Akvaris. That if someone drinks water of Amas Amayim, what's Amas like a pond? Amas Amayim, that's a Beramayim canal. What?
A
canal or something goes through that goes through Beis Akvaris. The din is the Gemara says it's Kosher Shicha. If you drink that water, it's Kosher Shicha. So the Chayra. If you go into, when you're in a cemetery, sometimes there's a building there, you daven Mayav, you daven a Mincha, sometimes you daven there, sometimes you sit on Shiva over there, and sometimes you want to drink something over there. So it's the pipes go through the cemetery. I mean, it's a house in the cemetery. So Shlomo Zalman says, since it only says Amas Amayim, then only means Amas Amayim. But if the water goes through pipes, there's no problem. And he says, so Shlomo Zalman says, what in Zaysim also? If you have mixed them, even Shem and Zayas is mixed together with it, even Tipa Achas, even there's one drop of Shem and Zayas in there, then even it's the Berigilas, you're allowed to eat it. Because since Ein Boi Al Chedushai, like the same you said, Rav Moshe says, since Ein Boi Al Chedushai, that's only that and not more. That's Negeya Zayas, which the Moravam discusses. Now, Moravam also discusses, you shouldn't eat Lev, Behema, Chai, Vaif. Now that the Mar Avram says you shouldn't have a wife, in Emes, the Gemara and Huya just mentions only life of a behemoth. However, in the Sefer Zikaron from Chaim Kaneski in Eif Yud, he brings down Tashbat that says that not only does it mean Dafka like behemoth, but who had then the life of a wife also. And in the Shekhanah, and he quotes, and Chaim Kaneski quotes from Shekhanah from the Rizal, that in Hilchos Suda, he says that you have to be very careful not to delay behema, chaya, and oif. So he had done, not a behema, a chaya also. And if you look in the Sefer, Ma'asim Chalamachnes, in Sin Beis, Sifkon Yubeis, he brings down even the shayla from a kovid, from the liver of a behema, chaya, and oif. Also, he says, kosher shicha. However, according to the Sefer we mentioned, so now, 1 second. So Moshe once said about Baal Peh, someone asked him, the heart of a behemoth. It says kosher shicha. So Moshe said, it's not printed, but he said Baal Peh, he says, only if you eat it whole. But Louis, it's chopped up, then there's no problem. Because in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know how it is in the Shlachtois here in America. I was once involved a little bit in the Shlachtois, and he was saving all the hearts of the behemoths. So I asked him, what are you doing with it? He says, it's an Eretz Yisrael, they send it all to Eretz Yisrael, because there it's a delicacy and they get a good price for it. So there are places they eat hearts. But Meister, if it's not the hearts, not whole, what?
In New York now.
New York also?
Yeah, and the restaurant.
Yeah. All right. But they eat it whole or it's cut up in pieces?
You can't serve it whole. You have to cut it off until the dom drains out. You cannot, halachically, you cannot serve a whole heart. Where it is,
like,
is the chicken
smart? That's all. Okay. All right. So if you cut it up in pieces, then it's okay then. And it would seem to me also, if Shlomo Zalman agreed to that also, because since it's not a whole heart, it's the Ein Bar Chidushay, so maybe if it's chopped up, it's cut in pieces, there should be no problem then also.
What about chicken? Because over there they do a mixed grill. And
with the heart?
When you order mixed grill, especially in Israel, they have the whole heart. The chicken heart.
According to these Paiskim, you have to be machba. You should not eat it. You should cut it up. It's kosher shicha.
If they slice it to the kadama, that's not enough, right?
Well, maybe if they slice it up, it should be okay then.
Slice it open, but
it's still whole, you mean?
Yeah.
That might be still whole. Huh?
What?
It's
not whole anymore.
Why
not?
Why put like an egg?
Not
whole. An egg,
you
said,
you slice the egg. Chop up the egg. Slice it well, so be it, but he says it's still connected to each other. It's still connected, I don't know.
Brother?
Yes?
If you can't possibly eat the heart unless it's sliced up,
yeah,
then how could you, what's the Gemara taste?
Huh?
What's the Gemara taste then? If you can't do without slicing, what's the Gemara taste?
Well, then maybe they kash it the way, if you boil it, right. If you boil it, they don't have to cut. If you boil it, then it's still whole.
Because inside is, liquid, though.
That's what I thought.
It's not like liver where you cut it, or it's boiling, it just takes it out. It's like a cavity with
diamonds. It would seem to me, if that's the case, that you always have to cut open the heart, then you have to do something, cut into more pieces than usual, make some type of thing there.
That's not what I'm saying. To open the heart, you have to open up and let the dom out. What you could do is you can kosher it flat.
Yeah,
but it's still attached.
Still one piece.
Yeah.
It would seem to. Yeah, then I would say they should cut into a number of pieces. Listen, without your motion, without Shlomo Zalman, I would say that you can't eat it all. It was cut up. They come a chadash or chadushay. So I would say if that's the way you normally kash it, you need more than that to make it different than it is. That would seem to me. All right.
Why would something that's gebench with the kedusha for shiva samirin be kosher for anything? Isn't that an ashkof? Isn't it shver zach a little bit?
It's a gemara.
I understand, but based on I want a shiva samirin, which gives it a kedusha that most heirs don't have.
Hafati.
In ashkof, which is shver the year, I would be kosher.
Any there? I don't know. But the mic says that's the gemara. You can't knock away a gemara. The only shit you have to find things around the gemara to make you feel able to eat it. All right. Another interesting shayla that comes up, believe it or not, comes up a number of times. Shayla is, the din is, the Gemara says in Pesachim like this. Again, we're talking about brachas and things in the Gei Achila. All right. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Yubei from Rav says Tana. Eichlem Amashkim Tachas Hamita Afil Mechupim Miklibazu Vechra Shalayim. If let's say you put food or drink under a bed, even if it's in a kli that's mechupim or bazel with metal, ruach ro shalayim, ruach ro shalayim. You're not to put under the bed. This halacha is brought down. It's a mechaber in your idea sim kuf tezayin sifei. The lashon mechaber is lo yitein tavshel v'loy mashkim tachas hamita. You should not put any food or mashkim under a bed. And the Shach speaks out there in Sifkot and Dalet, Binah from Beis Yosef, Afil Mechusim. Even if it's covered, it's in a closed box or closed bag, it's still you shouldn't do it. And Shulchan Rav adds on more. Shulchan Rav about the Shmiras Guf and Nefesh to Zion, he's Meisiv, the Lashon HaGemara, Afil Mechusim, it doesn't depend on Mechaba, but he's Meisiv than that, Afil Mechusim Mekli Basel. And Emes, Mechusim Mekli Basel, Emes avoid behetiv in sif cotton days and parentheses behetiv speaks out also. I saw sif cotton hay in Alicha Shleima from Shleima Zalman Rohrbach and Tfila Perik Gimel and Valacha sif cotton Mosayin says who had in vitamins? Vitamins you should not put under a bed. You should not have put, and he said but shh. However. Vitamins also you shouldn't put on the bed. However, medicine, since it's not Ksir Eichel, and therefore you're allowed to put on under the bed. Again, this halacha is again. Also, we'll talk about eventually after Pesach Lineda. We'll talk about kashrus. Marshall, let's say to take certain medications. If it's not kosher, you're allowed to take it. It has glycerin in there. As other liquid, different types of liquids of tarfis, it's mutter to take. Your ayilata, do you make a bracha on it? And the question is totally, if it's siddur eichel, then you make a bracha. If it's not siddur eichel, you don't make a bracha. But so Shlom Zalman says the vitamins, since it's siddur eichel, the shadow to make a bracha depends what type of vitamin. You should be careful. However, truth is that medication. That is, it's not Ksir Eichel, you can keep it under the bed. Agav, let me finish. Agav, I saw a chiddush on Licha Shleima that someone has, most of the camps to have it. And some people have in their houses, they have many kids and they don't have enough room in there. So what they do is they have two beds, one on top of another.
Bunk beds.
You have bunk beds. So the question is, huh? Some have three beds? No. That's really need space then. Huh? Okay. So Shlom Zalman says interesting halach. He says, "Lemaisa, that if you have these bunk beds, one on top of another, shimachma, not to put on top of the second bed because that's under the first bed, was on top. The top bed, you have the top bed, and then you have someone sleeps under it. But can the person put it on not under the bottom of the second bed, on top of under the first bed? Is that so? Shlom Zalman says, shimachma, not to put food there also." Since it's Takas Mita Oyena. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. The Pesach Tshuva. Okay, so Maisa, now to put food under the bed. Well, he did do it. So Pesach Tshuva, on Sifkon Hei, brings down a Binis Adam, and Simisam of Gimel. The Binis Adam says, Shem Agroi, quotes the Vilna Gain, the famous Vilna Gain, that who had done the same halacha applies for raw food also, not just cooked food. Raw food, like radishes, any raw food, you should put under the bed. And this is the big thing the Gemara says. That if you did do it, you have to throw it out. You cannot eat it. It's also to eat it. And you have to throw it in a place where no another person can't find it. And the same thing speaks out to Piki Yosef, the Chidah, in Simon Kufta, over there in Yodea, Sifkat and Yod. It says, Abil, Philip, and the Eretz Asa. And the same thing speaks out the Kerem David, and Charles Shoes, Kerem David, Simon Aleph. Macheshes Erechayim Simchas Sifkot Yudalad, and Sending speaks out of Shlomo Zalman and the Alicha Shleimo that we mentioned before, and the Sifkot Nechav Zayin. He says also the same thing. You should eat it. You should throw it out. And Sending speaks out in the Pesach Tshuva, which we just quoted. Pesach Tshuva and Sifkot Hey, he brings a riot from Gomorrah like the Vilna Gaon. Those are shittos holds to Asa, and you have to throw it out
overnight.
Overnight,
huh? How long is it on the bed?
We'll talk about how long. Okay. Not kosher shechet. Not kosher shechet. Ruach ruach. Ruach ruach. You should need it. You should throw it out. Yes.
When you say a bed, is it actually the bed or sleeping on the bed? I mean, if it's a spare bed.
We'll get to that also. Get to that also. However, Kivega, over here on the Gimel Shulchan Aruch, over here in Simen Kuf Tazayin Yerdeya, he brings out a Shas Shush with Yankiv in Chagbei Simen Kufay that says this whole thing that the Gemara says that you don't put Eichel Mashkim on the bed, it's only Azor B'Alma. Alma B'Dievet, there's no Shash Yisra. And certainly Paskins like that, Ladina, and Shas Shulis and Yitzchak, Chaim, then the Simen Kuf Dalad, and also Shul Beshleim, Chagal Simen Kufay Tes, Shas Shulis and Ugas Abaisim, Chaim Simen Vav, and Shulin Had Tzvi, and Chaim Chagal Simenu Nerien, and same thing, they call from the Chazanish in the Sefer, Halichas on Hoggers, Kiyos Yankov, and page Memtes says from the same thing Chazan Shos. Only Azor B'Alma, you don't have to throw it out. The Daki Tshuva, over there in Kufta Zayin, Sifkot Namahay, he brings down to someone who quotes the Gra, that the Gra is only Machmef himself, by Eichel Mashkim. However, for other people, he said the Kimeko. Now, look in the Maitre Rav HaSholem, in Ait Tzadikei, he brings also the Gra was Machma for himself, only for himself, but it was Mekka for other people. However, there are a number of Fanim that Kamat Reishit is hold, the Chlad is no use to putting under the bed. Now, does anyone agree to that? The Tayyat Chayim in Shvuas of Tezvav and Aleph, in Sakta Shvuas, Tezvav and Aleph, and also Mishmer Shalom, that's a pierce in the back of the Vilna Shukhanach, Mishmer Shalom Aizvav, of this Simon Aizvav. He quotes this Tayyat Chayim. He says, if you didn't sleep under the bed, it's only talking you slept on the bed. But let's say I stick it under the bed. I come, campers, they come from camp, they put the food on the bed. But they didn't sleep on the bed yet. They didn't sleep on the bed at all. Or let's say they don't play like you were asked before. You're not going to sleep on that bed. You put under a different bed, no one sleeps under it. You have an extra bed in the house, you put the food under it. That's no problem. It's only if you sleep on it. But if you don't sleep on the bed, then the food never comes off, sir. And the same thing speaks out, I saw in Chuvus Yabiyayma, in Chayagav Yerdeh Simetes Sifkon Chavdalet. A second item. There's a tshuva from Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. In Chayagav Aleph Simen Yerdeh, he says that if you put Eichel of someone else, you took someone else's food, you put it on your bed, then it doesn't, there's no Ruach Ra Shaila because it can't be Shaila unless it belongs to you. So since it belongs to you, I know it's just to put on the bed to make it asa. So Mela, in such a case, the food doesn't come asa. And same thing speaks out, the Ben Ishchai in Rav Polim, Shalt Shuz Rav Polim, Chel Dalet, at the back he has Sej Yishorim, things of Kabbalah and so on. So then Simon Hay, he says the same thing also. A third item, that everyone will agree. There's a Tshuva in Simas Chaim, from Yosef Chaim in Zonnefeld, in your day of Simei Tzai Dallas. He says, this all talking, if you put it under a bed. You put it under a bed. But let's say you have some food in your pocket. You have some candies in your pocket. There's something in your pocket. And you go to sleep, and usually when you go to sleep, you lay on your side. So the candy is under you. So Zakta Simas Chaim, if it's in your pocket, you sleep with it, you know, there's no kapeda. And sending six out to Shmir Gufa Nefesh, and Per Gedalad, Sifkan Zayin, brings a letter from Pichas Epstein, that Dafka Tachas Amita, but Tachas a Schloss Bank or a canopy, there's no issa. A fourth case, which is very not Negea. Let's say a woman, she goes with a baby in a carriage. So a baby is in the carriage itself. A lot of times you have under the carriage, you have like you go shopping, you have a place, a basket, you have a basket there. So in the basket, you put food in there. A lot of times the baby's sleeping. The chayis tachas like that should be a problem. So the child, the chumas, in Mechis Yitzchak, Chayavdal, Simikufi Zayin, he had someone asking the shayla, Mamish the shayla, can you go in a baby carriage with a basket under it? Baby's sleeping. So he said, it's okay, can you make it? And the same thing speaks out, Nishom Tzum Balochan, Kutisachan, Lamigimel Sif Kotten Hay. And Sending speaks out, Shuvas Yabiyayma, Chedek Aleph, Yerdeya Simen Yud, Sif Kotten Vav, and Sif Kotten Yud. And he says even further, Nento Ba Mitzvah, or Bat Mitzvah, or Ba Mitzvah of a boy, or Bat Mitzvah of a girl, you can make all, if they sleep on it, it's no rechua tumah. So men will come down even in children's bed. If it's only children, only adults sleeps there. Over by mitzvah, bas mitzvah. The chal is no, there should be no problem. Doesn't say shir. I mean, what should be different? Probably, ruach, you don't have to wash your hands. According to Mishmur, you don't have to wash your hands until you sleep a half hour. So probably would be a half hour. I'll just guess. Okay. Have ruach ruach that you include to wash your hands, and Mishmur holds, you have to sleep a half hour. Let's say if you sleep only for 10 minutes, then you don't have to wash your hands. You sleep a half hour more. So according to here, I would say it should be a half hour.
Somebody
falls asleep on a couch then? Does that couch and food under that couch? It should be that way. Depends when you sleep. Now, next, let me finish everything. I think I'll answer your question. There's another from the fifth case. There's a Chuvin Yabi Aima. The Aima says, sleep at night. Then it's Ruach Ruach. Then there is a sleep, then food under the bed is a Shaila. It doesn't answer. So according to this, that when you sleep on the couch, you take an afternoon, you just wait, take a nap on the couch, it would be nothing. And same thing would probably be also with a baby carriage. You go to a baby carriage, you go shopping. That's not no place. He sleeps in the, it's not at night. At night, he sleeps in a regular bed. That would be maybe a problem. But
a baby in the carriage is a cousin.
Huh?
A baby in the carriage is a cousin.
Yeah, so who it didn't? So I'm saying this would take care of that also. Mm-hmm. Correct.
So in a summer camp setting where a lot of times kids put the stuff under their bed, could that be machmer on the bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah?
You should tell them not to put under the bed and that's it. All the bar mitzvah sure should be machmer. But even the young ones, it's better to tell them not to do it. But it doesn't ask for the food. That's why I get most of the showers from camps. They call up the campers, they put food under the bed.
And what about the ants?
Ants?
In the food?
That's not, it's not, we're not talking about ants in the food.
Right.
One second, let me just finish the whole thing. We're talking soon about a ship. Okay. Bryce Pice can speak out, Shmuel's Kufa Nefesh, and Simon Yadal, if test things down, that Bryce Pice can hold that under a bed of a guy, doesn't answer. No rachwa by a guy. If the Israel has different type of rachwa. So man, there's no problem. Seventh case, the Shua and Sitzel Eliezer in Chelik Yud Simon Lamin Hay, he has a shayla there and a boat. You go channel a boat. I don't know how boats are today. Today boats are moving hotels. But Mo used to be a boat that under the bed used to have like a drawer. That's what he likes.
Bunk
that they used to, huh?
Bunk beds have
too. Yeah, bunk beds too. So you put clothing. You should put food. Yeah. All right. So Sitzel Eliezer Chelik Yud. Simlam Hay says, Lahatir, that you're allowed to put food in a ship. Why? Because the Svina, because it has to be some Tachas Akaka Mamish. But you're on the water. The Ruach is on Shaya, only something that's Aymer Al Kaka. And he brings vibes to it. So maybe in such a case, in a ship, you're allowed to put the food under the bed. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan.
You're playing as well?
Where
did you get the lean with that? That was like that. He brings rice. Take a look at Chuba. He brings rice.
What about an airplane? Same thing?
Huh?
Airplane under the bed?
You don't
seem to know that. It would be the same thing also, maybe. It could be. What? Huh? Going for it. There's no problem then. Right. And plus, it's not known place. It's Shinus Fayyim. Maybe Shinus Fayyim. Tend to go overseas and so on. Yeah. Okay.
If you take the food away from under the bed?
Right, but honestly, when I sleep there, right, yeah. Only then, right, during the day you can hide it.
As long as
you don't put on it, right, great. No. You have to wash.
Is a chil between a chair and a bed?
It says the word, not the word of a person, but the word goes on the food.
Right.
Yeah. Between a chair, fall asleep in a chair. Be for the night? If you take a nap, that's not during the day in the chair. That's no problem. Depends. Some people sleep all night on a chair.
Right.
All right. The Aruch HaShulchan And Kufta Zayisif Katan Yiralov says, Akshav, this is Lashon, I'm quoting Lashon. Akshav and Nizaran Becholzah, the Shem of Psaim Hashem. That's the Dachshah. He's next to the whole Simon. The whole Sif over there. The However, the vices from Moros Kedah, the Apaiskim, the person should be Zayin this. But the Halakha Adina, we don't ask for the food. If someone by mistake put the food under the bed, Eicha Mashka doesn't ask for the food. What?
End of a bread.
There's a lot of talk about it. Some say yes, some say not. Some say it's kosher on ear, some say there's nothing wrong. Masham talked about it. But I didn't appear on it.
He spoke about
but we didn't talk about eating the corner of the bread. That we didn't discuss. Right. Another thing. Are you allowed to have fish with meat? Fish with meat. The Mechaber says in Yeridea, Simen Kufta Zayin, Sivbez, a person has to be careful not to eat basa and dog together. Why? Neshekasha l'tzaras. However, the Mogen Avram in Simen Kufa and Gimel Sifkan says, he says, Eshep is manazer, there's no sakada. Why? Nishtana, it's Nishtana Teva. And the Mishvur brings it down over there and brings down the Mogen Avram. There's Nishtana Teva, so Mele does not kosher to us. However, there's a Tshuva in Shvus Yankov, Chevigimel Simen Ayin, and also Daki Tshuva brings it down in Yerdea, Kufta Zayin, Sifkan Tezayin. He says he can't be Semach on the Mogen Avram by Sofet Sakana. However, you're allowed to use the Mogen Avram as a sniff to be Meko. The same thing in Shuas from Sefer and Yerideya in Simon Kofarov and also Kishuva quotes in Sifkan Gimel. Mashma, there's no Sakana Bismanazer, but he says it can't be Semach on the Somaisa. There's a Tshuva in Divin Malkiel in Cherik Bey, Simon Gimel, Ice Bey. The Es Bechlau, the Mechaber only says kosher to us. Doesn't say where they get to say it's Sakana. Even though the Mechaber says in Ar Chaim, in Kufa and Gimel Sakana, they are Gashitra, but really means it's kosher to us. So that's the Shita of some Shita holds the Shash of Sakana or kosher to us. However, and the Mechaber Avraham is Meiko. However, the Taz in Kufta Zayin, Sifkan Beis, and Sifkan Gimel says it's Sakana. They have fish and meat together, sakana. And the same thing speaks out the Shachan Sifkot Na'alav, and the same thing came out all Paiskim, Paskim Medina. They're allowed to cook fish with meat. There's a Shaila in Paiskim if it's Batal B'Shishim. Normally, Allah is, even with Treif, you say it's Batal B'Shishim, or milk. With Chalav, meat and milk to mix together, it's Batal B'Shishim. What about over here? It's May Sakana is a Batal B'Shishim. Some Paiskim say, Chamir Sakanta Meisura. We're more marked by Sakana when it comes to Isra. So maybe even less than Shishim. So there are four Shitas in the Paiskim on this. The Taz in Sifkan Beis says that even if the Samach to Shishim, it's not bottle. Why? Chamir Sakanta Meisura. So even if there's a mashu of fish that falls into meat, the whole thing's a kambasa. Sometimes it's been getting a lot of mice. If people are cooking, I have shabbos, they're cooking chicken on one flame, and they're cooking fish on another flame. Sometimes schmitz is one to another. So according to the Taz, all the food becomes asa. Even though a goyf chach mishleima says it is bata b'samach, however, in shabbos shus elv chach in your day, it's simi kuflam zayin, it's also shabbos shus tuf tam v'das, in chel beis simi yud, he paskins like the Taz, and says that's how he is noig l'maisa. That he asked all the food. That's one shita. The second shita is the Kurs HaKesef. The Kurs HaKesef paskin like the Shach, that's Batal B'Shishim. Not Machbel, but Sakanti Mona Shat Nenisurim. And there's no Chiluk to Lach and Yavesh. And the same thing paskins are Chashurim and Sifkat Yud. And the same thing paskins like Masham and Chelegim Osim Resh Peches, Chachmosadam, Chalsam Ches Oisalev. Shall Shua Sofer Pameach Simrei Samadalad, and same thing the Piskachuva quotes from Sam Sefer and Chalas Yarin, all the people are Meiko. It's like, yeah, a lot in the Maisa is to have these sauces, they put into chicken, you cook meat, what is it called? Worst sauce. There is, it's Baltim B'Shishim. So the OU gives a hash on it.
Some of them is, not all of them.
What?
Not all of them are Baltim B'Shishim.
So
F means
what?
Fish.
Fish. Not, you can make a mistake, it thinks fleshy.
No, they put meat.
It's not all the shishim zichin and kulam, no problem. But there's different shayla. I'll tell you in a second. So because the kesef paskins that shach the kabbal. So therefore, they say this the sauce that you put on the meat is bottled the shishim in it. Therefore, it's okay then. The third shita is the daki tshuva being down in sifkan chafalef that says there's a chiyuv between davar yavesh and davar lach. By Davi Yavish is not part of the Samach, by Davi Yavish is not part of the Samach, but Davi Lach is part of the Samach. That's the third Shita. The fourth Shita is the Shazish Cher Tzvi. That's a Tshuva, it's a Sefer from Tzadik HaKayim. In Simon Tzadik Aleph, he says that if it's recovered Shabbos, or Suez Mitzvah, you can make it. Even a fish fell into Basa, even there's no Shishim, you can send it on the Shita to Rambam, because the Rambam doesn't mean down at all. These are all the things to be careful about. He doesn't mean this down. And also, you have the Mar Avram says the Shtana Teva. So Meila, in such a case, you could be Meko Kav Shabbos, and not that you need to feed the meat or chicken for Shabbos. You can sell Mechol Hakel even if it's less than Shishim. The Dina, right price can pass by includes a Kesev that is bought to Basamach. It's okay. However, there's a different Machlokes HaPaiskim. Let's say we take on that's both of the samach, like more Rosh Shitas. Can I go and be mevatel chatchila? The din is by if you have something that's not both of the shishim. The din is ain't about this chatchila. I can't take it and be mevatel it. Ain't about this chatchila. Let's say it's more than it's less than shishim. So maybe the food comes also. So can I pour something in there to make it less than shishim? So the halach is in mentioned yerdeya. By fish, can I do that? Because not really Issa. If it wasn't some connected, if you're allowed to invatel it, because is the Issa invatel Sechila or not? Could be only by something that's not kosher. But here, the fish is kosher. There's no problem.
After, before you,
it was mixed already. Now I want to make it to be able to eat it. So it's a machlaikis in the paiskim. The Peschachula in Sifkon, over there in Kufta Zayin, Sifkon Gimel says, that's not called vatel Issa. Because there's no Issa. Fish is okay. As this, and he says, calls on your manager time of dog, the sakana. If you might say, there won't be any time dog anymore, there's no more sakana. So he holds that you allow to mevatel lechatchila. There's no Issa mevatel it. So let's say sometimes something spits into another, they're not shishin, can mevatel it. And the same thing speaks out, Yitzhak Chanan, in Yitzhak, Chayin Chav Dalet, Simon Ice Bays. And sending Mishmer Shalom back of the Vilna Shulchan Aruch in Sifkat and Zion, he brings out for Chamud and Neil that also, that he came about to us. And sending I saw in Shuvah Dibi Malkiel, in Chedek Beis, in Sai Simon Nungimo. They all say, you lot, there's no Simvatul Issa, and it's Mutal Chatzkil to do it. However, let me finish. However, the Chsam Seifa, in Yeridea Simon Kufchav, and sending speaks out, Shuvah Zabni Tzedek, in your day, Simon Tess says, Otsi, you know, Tim Vato. And sending his Machma, it's Shuvan Sherlon Meshiv, in Madura, fourth volume, Chelgal Simon Chavches, sending speaks out Shuvan Smasham, in Chelgimel, Simon Resh Peches, and sending speaks out the Chibina Rav, and Joy Meshurim, Chelgimel, Say Simon Amtes. And the same thing that Keshua brings down in Sifkot and Chav, means that other people are saying, that's Otsa, you know, Tim Vato. Is a tshuva that be aima, a chelik aleph simon yudalid. Excuse me, simon yudches. Chelik aleph yudei simon yudches. He says since the whole issa to start off with is issa drabbanan, and drabbanan many people hold smuta, so maybe can you make him a vato? Ladina I tell people the chatzir to machma, but someone you should not be vato it. But someone wants to send me on the sheet of mekilim. Let's say he's a kavod Shabbos. He needs it very badly. You have what to be semichan. But the chatzchila should not do it.
shouldn't buy that sword.
Huh?
You should not buy that.
No, that's bottom shishim. That's bottom shishim ready. When you buy, you don't bottle it, you're buying it already. Mavutal already.
Right, so
if you buy mavutal, there's no problem.
What about the one who was mavutal in the factory?
In the factory?
He wasn't mavutal on meat. He was mavutal with something.
Right, yeah, with other things. Who says they can put on meat? Some people put on other foods. On fish they put on.
Yeah, but if you use it for meat.
But the one is already made already.
Okay.
Yeah, but even it's a Jewish company. Even it's a Jewish company. Doesn't make a difference. Don't bother sechatchila. Besides, if a guy to mevatel sechatchila, there are shittas of kivega and simon tzayin tesni and day, brings on shittas.
Here's
your company. If it depends, if most of the people are buying. No, be going then. No, that'll be a problem. But Mike said they're not putting in the meat. The one who manufactures makes this sauce is made. It's made sauce. You what you want to do with it is not as basic. So I don't think there'll be a problem then.
I have a question. Some of the reasons they're putting fish in it because it changes the taste, right?
Yeah.
But you're saying it's butter shishim. Butter shishim, you can't market the taste.
What?
I thought butter shishim can't be marketed the taste anymore.
Right.
But they're not putting.
No, we're talking about a case where it was. Where it was less than shishim.
I know, why are they putting it in if nobody can taste it?
Because they want to use the name, that's the reason. If you buy that sauce, you want to.
Why? Are they doing it? They want to give it a taste. But it's going to hurt.
So you have to put it in the taste. The taste doesn't come from the fish, it comes from the fish flavor, which is not the sauce. But in order for it to be authentic, they have to put in a small amount of fish so they can say they're anchovies in it. The fish flavor is not coming from the actual fish flavor.
It's marketing.
And all that other stuff.
Are you allowed to use a fish pot for meat or vice versa? Meat fish pot for fish. Are you allowed to do it? Now, there's a tour. The tour speaks out that a person should have miyachid, a special keli for fish. One for fish and one for meat. That's what the Torah says. However, Shulchan Aruch doesn't begin down. And the Shach in Yerideh, Simon Tzadikei, Sifkot Gimel, and also the Taz over here in Simon Kufta Zayin, Sifkot Beis, and same thing with Kivega over here on the Shach in Sifkot Alf, and same thing with Sifkot Alf, the Yad Ephraim, then the Sif Gimel, that's Mutal Chatchila to cook fish in a Kadesh or Basa. Even to Ben Yoma. I just finished cooking meat. Now I want to cook fish in there. It's Mutar Chakim to Ben Yoma. Since it's only Bliyas in the Kederes. We're only talking about Mamoshes. Bata B'Shishim, not Bata B'Shishim. But Bliyas is no problem. And same thing speaks out. The Shalat Shulis El Choshleim from Shlem Kuga. And our Chaim Simen Shin Yud Bey and Shin Yud Gimel. And same thing speaks out. The Chochma Sodom and Klal Samaches Ois Aleph. And it's not like the Torah. And the Kafa Chaim in Kufta Zayin, Sifkot Yud Gimel, says that if you mavashel a bus or a dog together, then you should be machma and not use the pot at all until after Meisleis. That's a chumra from the Kafa Chaim. The Taz in Tzadikei, Sifkot Yud Gimel, brings on Isav Heta that says b'di'evet, that only b'di'evet you can use a fish pot. B'chatzchil you shouldn't use it. However, Taz argues and says, that's Mutar al-Khathilah, no problem. The Sefer Madnei Shulchan in Simon Tzadikei, Sifkot Yud Aleph, says you should be machma, like this a heta, it's only matter of the Eved. And you should wait many slaves before, then you choose the part of Khathilah. However, like we mentioned before, consensus from the old Paiskim is like the Shach and Taz, that even it's a Ben Yema, you could use a fish pot. So in Ma'isa Ladina, we tell people ask Kishayla, can you use a, you have to miyacha a fish, special fish pot? You don't have to. As long as the pot is clean, you have to use the chatchila for meat or vice versa. On a what? As long as the grill is clean. As long as the grill is clean. You can say grates, yeah. As long as it's clean. But usually a grill is very hard to clean off. It's very hard. But if you burn it out, you clean it very well, should be no problem then.
What about a microwave?
Huh? As long as the walls are clean, you clean out the inside the microwave.
You don't have to cover it. You do double.
You could double wrap it, or you clean it out and then do it with fish and meat. No problem. One after another. We're talking about the Mor Avraham. Mor Avraham discusses Nishtana Teva. we say that Nishtana Teva changes halacha. So we're talking about Nishtana Teva. How could you say, if we have halacha, psuka, that this is the Chazal say this, what right we have to say Nishtana Teva? We say something that's muta asa, asa muta. How could we do such a thing? How can you say Nishtana Teva? If you change what the Chazal say, how could you have right? Nemesin, you see, Taisis says it already. There's a Taisis, you find Taisis in a few places in Shas. Then she says Nishtana Teva. Taisis in my cotton, that you're out from out. The Gemara says, Kavra Samach Mischei Mala. Fish tastes better, right, when it's old fish than when it's fresh fish. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Rashi explains. So Taisis speaks out, there's mana there. If you wait fish till it gets old, it's sakana to eat it. Because it's caused already rotting already. And it says, the Gemara says, not like that. It says, Shema Nishtana. Okay, fine, the foods and the shots are not good today. So in Mela, you can say sometimes Nishtana Teva. That's one thing. Huh? We'll get it. I'm giving cases. 1 second. Another thing. Taisa says in Avodah Zarah, in Chavdalu Rama Beis, the Gemara says, Poran Chamar gives birth every three, when less than 3 years old, they don't give birth. A Poran Chamar. And so Vadai, if you know the animal's 3 years old and then gives birth to Bechar, then you know she didn't have any children beforehand. Because for sure, it didn't give birth beforehand. So Taisa says to Kasha, Ha'maisa Bechar Yayim, that Poran you see 2 years old, they give birth. So Taisa answers, Asher Nishtana Eis. Like it was a Dois Hashanah. And 76 are Tais and Chulam and Zainam Rav. But everything you see, even the Halacha Yosef, there's a, in Shin Chav Ches, you say Nishtana Teva, in Shin Chav Ches, in Hechel Shabbos, in Sifjit Zayin, says, Yinam Echal Shabbos, Isid Raisa, Sakonis Eva. If someone by lady breaks the arm, Yinam Echal Shabbos. Yinam Echal Shabbos, Isid Raisa. A Sakon Seva is not Sakon Sefoshes. But Issa, however, there's a Shlomo Zalman speaks out in Shmishav Sechosa in Periglav Gimel Sifkot and Tes, and suddenly speaks out that Tzitzel Yezah in Chevechel Sim Tezvav Ois Yud Sifkot and Tes, they say that today the Das are raving that Sakon Seva is Sakon Sefoshes. Someone breaks an arm, or breaks a leg, you go straight to the hospital. Because sometimes it could burst an artery, or it could be infection, a blood clot, and so on. So Mela, it's every Sakon Seva today, Sakon. It could be time the Chazal was different. But today we know for sure, because Nishtana Teva, they say. Nishtana Teva, and therefore you Mechal Shabbos. So you see, Nishtana Teva, you can Mechal Shabbos. It's another thing you see also, in your Chayim Sinshin Lalad, also Nechal Shabbos. It says, Neila the Chaydish test. A child is born in the 8th month, Ein Mechal Moav Shabbos. We say he's going to die, so therefore you're not Mechal Shabbos for him. Elon came Gomer Sari Tipanav. Unless he's completely a whole. His hair's there, his fingernails are there. So the Tshuva, in Mechas Yitzchak, and Dal Simon Kufchav Gimel, says, we're not Bekim, what Gomer Sari Tipanav, so made a Mechal of all children. However, the Chazani says, in your day, Sim Kuftun Hei Sifkon Dalad, Akshon Nishtana Ateva. And according to doctors, the child could live today. Even before the time of incubators. And then the Chazani speaks out again, in Avenezah, Sim Kuftun Hei Sifkon Dalad. So we see again, that Nishtana Ateva, you could say Chil Shabbos, you Michal Shabbos for a child. Another case. In Archaim Shichol Ches Siftes, it says Sakonas Iva, it's Sakonas Afoshes. The song Chas Shalom might go blind, Sakon Sefoshes. However, to Bizman Azer, to Machoikis in the Paiskim, if it's Sakon Sefoshes today, some doctors say, there's no being blind, Leilenu is not Sakon Sefoshes. There's a Chuban Yad Binaima, Echad Gimel Yerdea, Simchav Gimel, Ois Choptes, he says Sakonis Via, is only Sakonis Eva, and Yat Mechalo, only Isidro Abonim, not Isidro Isa. So he says, even in the time of Chazal, they want Michal Shabbos. Just the only thing that's if I'll come out from the socket, that's a sakana. But if the eye just go blind, then you don't say such a thing. In the Sefer, let me finish. Sefer Nishmas Avram min Archaim Shir Chavches, it brings down from Yashiv, Dim the Chazal said, Sakon Sivarin, however, since all writings say today is no Sakon Sivarin, so we have to say Nishtana Teva. You see again, Nishtana Teva goes the other way, from Sakana to not Sakana. So we say the other way also, we say Nishtana Teva, not the Michal Shabbos. Another case.
Someone has a problem on Shabbos and he's worried about it.
Unless Sakon Sefashis, right. I was going blind, he came on. He can't. Unless he's losing an eye, the eye will come.
An eye problem, if you only have a goy drive, not,
right.
Not a Jew.
Correct.
So somebody from the Lena is having a retinal detachment.
That could be losing the eye completely.
That could mean the eye's gone.
He's losing the eye. He's not just losing the eyesight.
Huh?
He's losing the eyesight.
Yeah.
He could do all day goy. He has to get a goy. Mm-hmm. Has to get a goy. Huh? I don't know.
If you're a person that has a problem with the eye, you don't know if there's a brain problem. You can't diagnose that.
We're talking about what we know. If you don't know, you don't play around. If you don't, it's a suffix, you don't play around. Right. You should mention it to the Tzala. Maybe they're not aware of it.
You're not on the rabbinic board.
The time never came up. It's a good thing. Maybe remind me. Remind me during the week. I'll speak to the sinful friends. Another case.
Take a medicine from the eye after having an eye operation.
A medicine. We hold our locha. Anyone can take medicine. If someone has eye, any eye infection, if you're healthy, you're allowed to put medicine in your eyes. That's what the Shlomo Zalman writes. The reason is, because the eye has to do with the heart. Even though we don't understand it today, but it has to do with the heart. So, Mela, anyone has a problem, has to take eye drops, whatever it is, or put cream in the eye, so that a drops in the eye is mutter l'chatchila on Shabbos. That's Shlomo Zalman writes in the Shmishavos Kachasa. Another case. The din is, in Archaim Simon Shimon and Aleph, and Sifala says, you're allowed to do kol tzorchei milah b'Shabbos, ma'alim, apayim, and maitzim. When it comes to Shabbos, it's 8th day on Shabbos, you do the bris, you do the priya, you do the matzitzah. So Mishabur speaks out in Sifkon Beis, that even though it's matzitzah, you're not the dam from Chiburay, so chayis is a chayvah, still you might it, because I can't have lied if you don't do the tzitzah. So the Tferet Yisrael Mishnayis, and Shabbos Perek Yitzah Sifkon now says, the Reifim say, Adrabi, you do matzitzah, the child will be the sakana. Shaket, you should never do mitzitza. And we believe the Raifim, the God of many things. So Mela, and that's why we don't warm up water on Shabbos for a bris. Like it says in the Chavis Siftet, because as man has chachang mora, you have to wash a child before Mela, if now the child is sakana. And after the Mela, also to wash the child. And also, Yon Shlishi Mela, also you wash the child, man chaim. And if you didn't do it, the baby is sakana. But today, the Ramah says that we're not ready to wash out. We're not ready to wash a child at all, before or after. And we see Kamet Varam, we listen to the doctors. In fact, if they say Sakana, and we say Kamet things, Mishtana Teva. So the Tres from Mishnai holds, you should not do Metzitza. However, and also, Bichil Shabbat do Metzitza. But still, we don't do like that. Because we're not Lazarus from Chazal. Chazal say, this is what has to be done. There's no Chil Shabbos. And Mechal, so we're not Mishana. So Mela, in such a case, we don't say Nishtana Teva. We find sometimes the other way around. In Yerdeya, Simon and Zion, and Sifit Ches, Yomor says, Kol Mokon, where's Avadei Trefa? The din is, a Trefa doesn't live for 12 months. Let's say you know for sure this animal's a Trefa. Even if it's more than 12 months and still alive, you're not allowed to eat from it. Siddur Trefa. And we see this manifest in the Gehlam Isa. There are many behemoths, when they have a baby, they cut open the stomach and they take out the baby. When they cut open that stomach, that behemoth is Siddur Trefa. Even though it could live years and years, we Siddur Trefa. It's also Shaila Gea, drinking milk from it. Also Shaila of, afterwards, the behemoth is a Trefa, can shecht it. So we see, when it comes to Halacha Moshe Sinai, you don't say Nishtana Teva. So there's the assert that Ram Shik says. Ram Shik says in Yerideya, Simmer Reish Mem Dalad, And same thing speaks out to Binyan Tzion, Archaner, in Simen Chav Gimel Chav Dalad, and same thing in Das Kayim for Avkuk, in Simen Kuf Mem. They both write, he said, Gol Nishtana Teva. Something which is Halacha Moshe Misinai, they don't say Nishtana Teva. Even you don't see Yishinai, you don't say Nishtana Teva. But things are not Halacha Moshe Misinai, and you go back to Chazachas, then, and right his son is married, it's shach to say Nishtana, then we say such a case is Nishtana Teva. So you say it is like this, certain cases you say Nishtana Teva, so you don't, depends. Moshe case of Chafis. So Halacha Moshe Misinai, it doesn't change the Halacha. And still also. The animal still also. Even though it's giving milk, it's healthy, and so on, it doesn't make a difference. And the certain cases, the Shabbos, sometimes we say Halacha Moshe Misinai, we say sometimes one way, we say the other way. When it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, it doesn't change the Halacha. Anything else, it depends on circumstances, depends on the Zman. Sometimes we say Shtana Teva, L'Itza, or L'Heta, or we say it either way. What? Is what? There's a more of a reason to say that you should daf kajin chol v'sol, not chol v'akim, because in a lot of farms, when they give birth to a baby, they cut open the stomach. There could be many behemoths could be trephus, and you can't drink their milk. Am I right or wrong? Huh? Ask the with chol v'sol also.
Why?
Ask the with chol v'sol.
Yeah.
Negei trephus. It's Negea.
D.A. cows.
D.A. cows.
Sure,
yeah.
They don't do what Chavisol.
Right. Chavisol, they check out, they make sure. But by the Goyim. But let's say Chav Akum, Chav Stam. All right. The next 2 weeks will not be Shir. Next week I'll be out of town. The following week is firm. And the following week, the third week, the Shir will be at Migdol Torah at 9:30. On Hilchos Pesach. And if to be next year afterwards, it depends if I find the Pesach year. So just wash it. Knuch HaDoch. You have to wash out your mouth. Huh? Yes. Yeah.